Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Good morning here on KSJE, and it's time once again to learn about life in the sandbox. Look who is joining me here in the studio, the author of the Life in the Sandbox series of books. Ron Price is back for season number two. Welcome back.
I am, Scott. Thank you. You know, you just gave me a thought. There's a lady in Canada. Ooh, I'll come up with her name in a moment, but she has Life in the Sandbox.
Oh.
Does very similar things. We ought to have her on as
interesting.
A guest sometime.
Okay.
Put her on Zoom or something.
An international outreach.
You know?
I like
she
it.
And I have connected, though. She reached out to me when she found out about my sandbox work. And we've cooperated very nicely. We've played nice
in the
sandbox.
As long as you haven't heard from
together.
Her lawyers, then you're in good shape.
That's right.
That's right. Well, anyway, we are back for the second season of these segments. We're so glad that you are willing to come in every week to talk to me and give us all some tidbits about how to get along with others in this crazy thing we call life and the crazy place we call the sandbox. So this week we're talking about vulnerabilities.
We are, Scott. And again, it shouldn't be that hard to get along with others. It shouldn't be, but there are times it is. And I think part of the reason is that we care too much about what others think about us. Do you know what I'm talking about there?
Perhaps.
I heard one time, you're not who you are, you're not who you think you are, you are who you think others think you are.
Oh.
Should I say that again?
That's
I'm not
really
sure
early.
I can.
That's really early to try to follow that,
no,
but okay.
Really.
Yeah,
no, really. We spend so much time wondering about, wow, what are people going to think about this or that? And, you know, somebody once told me, don't even worry about it. They're thinking about themselves. They're not even thinking about you.
Ouch.
But we do, we wear a mask, Scott. You know what I'm talking about. And you're in the public, so you almost have to at times. You have to realize you're representing San Juan College and you have an image to project. I mean, you're on a billboard, for crying out loud.
touche.
Yes, thank you. But we do. We all wear this mask. We want people to see us as just right and perfect. And, you know, we're not. Brené Brown has really made a name for herself in TED Talks and speaking on college circuits and other places, written some books about embracing your vulnerability. We spend so much time and effort trying to hide the fact that we're imperfect, and it's a waste of time. We already know you're not perfect. And the good news is nobody expects you to be, although, well, maybe some do, but they shouldn't matter.
Right.
We don't have to be perfect. We can't be. So we spend all this time with the mask on, smiling, even though we're hurting inside. And now I'm not saying be open and vulnerable with everybody. That's not right either, because some people will use that against you. But in your deep relationships, take the mask off. Be vulnerable. Learn to laugh at yourself. I learned a long time ago to laugh at myself, and Scott, I'm so glad I did, because I've had so many opportunities to
do that. I hear you.
One of my favorites that I love to tell is the time I was hiking the Grand Canyon with my boss, Don Wieringay. It's back when I was a probation parole officer. Some in the community will remember Don and Diane Wieringay. They're in Phoenix now, but we had hiked a loop. We did a 30-mile loop over 3 or 4 days. It was wonderful. But when you come out of the canyon, you're hot, you're sweaty, you're sore, all you want to do is take a shower. And I remembered that they were coin-operated showers, 25 cents, but I couldn't remember how much it cost. So I got $5 worth of quarters. I wasn't taking any chances. Well, as it turns out, I went into the showers first. Don had to put his stuff away. He's kind of a neat guy, whatever. So, as it turns out, back then it was only 50 cents for like 5 minutes. Now I think it's $2.
More.
Yeah, I think it's $2.50, but anyway. While I was on my second batch of quarters, the water felt so good. I was bent over. The water hit my back. I saw Don's legs in the next stall. And temptation got the best of me. I just reached under that divider and I pinched him right on the leg. Well, he didn't say anything. Until about 30 seconds later, he yelled out, "Hey, Randy, do you want your keys?" Randy was the third guy we were with. We were in his vehicle. Scott, I knew two things right off the bat. Number one, it was Don's voice. Number two, it was not coming from that next stall. Thank you for getting my humor.
Oh, my.
And people asked me, well, who was it in the next? I didn't stick around to find out. Smart. I set the Guinness World Record for shutting off a shower, toweling, dressing, drying, and booking it out of a place that you've ever seen. But I love telling that story. Come on. I've always tried to picture the guy in the next stall. Who? What is so many foreigners at Grand Canyon? Oh, these crazy Americans. What do? Pinch you in the shower. Learn to laugh at yourself. Learn to be vulnerable. Embrace the fact that you're going to mess up from time to time. It's okay. We still love you. And it's going to help you to deal with other people when they mess up from time to time. We don't have to take it personal by any means. We don't have to overreact. Daring Greatly by Brené Brown is a book I highly recommend.
Good advice, as always. Ron Price, thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you, Scott.
Good to have you back. Of course, Ron Price is the author of the Life in the Sandbox series of books, and he is my guest every Wednesday right here on KSJE Farmington.
KSJE is supported by the Aztec Highland Games and Celtic Music Festival, happening October 1st and 2nd at Riverside Park in Aztec. Heavy athletic competition, the Highland Dance Competition, clans, food, and music featuring Angus Moore and other regional entertainment. Find out more about the Aztec Highland Games and Celtic Music Festival, October 1st and 2nd at AztecHighlandGames.com. 3 days of wonder as hot air balloons from across the nation fly over our Farmington skies the mornings of September 23rd through the 25th and light up the nights in the midst of vendors and live entertainment. Friday night, they'll be at San Juan College, followed by Patrick and the Las Vegas Band on stage at the Henderson Performing Arts Center. Saturday night, they'll be at Justice Park Ballfields, followed by the Guess Who live at Ricketts Park. All balloon events are free. Find info and concert tickets at fourcornersballoonrally.com.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.